Orchestro down the sculpture master made two figures from one piece of plaster of lovers entwined in eternal bliss, creating the sculpture we know as the kiss. A young collector named D.P. Warren, who lived in Sussex, although he was foreign, had seen the sculpture in an exhibition and thought it was something he'd like to commission. So he paid Rodin £1,000 to fabricate a life-size version for his country estate. But the sculpture was huge and wasn't able to fit in the house, so it went to the stable. August rode and the sculpture marvel made the figures from one piece of marble, two lovers entwined in eternal bliss. It's the sculpture we know as the kiss. Rodin would surely have had quite a shock to see it there in the stable block, and yet at the time no one seemed to miss the fabulous sculpture we know as the kiss. In 1914, Warren decided to install his precious piece in the local town hall. But back then, people found it too rude to look at a couple canoodling nude. So it went back to the stable for 16 more years and very nearly disappeared. The two lovers all alone again, just sitting there quietly gathering dust. Rodin, the sculpture marvel, made it out of one piece of marble, two lovers entwined in eternal bliss. It's the sculpture we know as the kiss. And can you believe the public art so irate at the beautiful work that's now in the Tate? The two lovers entwined in eternal bliss. It's the sculpture we know as the kiss.